In an interview with Studio 7 in Gweru recently, Director Kazi Nzilala of Amnesty International Zimbabwe said his organization is concerned by Harare's retention of the death penalty in the draft charter. During the constitutional outreach phase, some rights groups lobbied for the death penalty to be removed from the new constitution but did not get positive results. Silala says Amnesty International fears that the Zimbabwe Prison Service's recent appointment of a hangman could see Harare resuming execution. He says the organization remains opposed to capital punishment for reasons that include that some people have previously been convicted in error. He adds, records also show that mostly poor and struggling people have been sent to the gallows and not the rich and famous.
The death penalty is the ultimate denial of human rights, should I say, because it takes away life. We cannot really have a premeditated, cold-blooded sentence in this society today, at this age.
Speaking to Reuters recently, Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa said the latest selection of a hangman does not mean the state will immediately resume executing people on death row. Currently, 76 people are on death row in the country, including two women. Zimbabwe last carried out an execution in 2004. The country has been without a hangman since 2005, when the one who held the job retired. Zilala is surprised the death penalty was retained in the draft charter, even when the three unity government principals all say they are opposed to it.
As Amnesty International, we had an opportunity to talk with the political leaders of the three political parties in the global political agreement. They signal that all of them do not support the retention of the death penalty in our constitution. But you still wonder where it is coming from. Who is retaining it in our own constitution? Some people might say it is because the public is in favor of the death penalty. Well, I don't want to challenge if there was any scientific survey to that. But I want to challenge that kind of thinking from a principal position. If you are a leader, you need to do what is right, not what is popular. So what is lacking here is the question of leadership.
Surprisingly, some civil society organizations that unsuccessfully lobbied for the death penalty to be dropped are now supporting the charter and calling on Zimbabweans to adopt it. Chairperson Efi Ngube of the National Association of Non-Governmental Organizations, or NANGO, says it is not surprising that civic groups are not singing from the same hymn sheet when it comes to the draft charter, as they have different interests. Spokesperson Tawani Nyoni of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition said most organizations made a strategic decision to accept the draft charter, quote, with its flaws because they think it is better than the Lancaster House Constitution. COPAC says most Zimbabweans supported the retention of the death penalty during its outreach phase that gathered people's views and aspirations. A media studies student at the Midland State University, who only identified herself as Moisha, is one of those people who support capital punishment.
My opinion is that the death penalty must be upheld and must not be abolished, because there are so many serious cases of murder, rape, to mention but a few. If we look at the case of the girl who was raped and was murdered in Harare, it's so very much inhuman for a person to kill another person and to be let go scot-free. So these people, they have to meet the judgment of death penalty, so that many lives of the people may be protected, that people will not be able to kill one another because they will be afraid of the death penalty issue.
Zilala says Zimbabwe had an opportunity to follow examples set by neighbors Mozambique and South Africa in abolishing the death penalty as it drafted the new charter. Peace and Development Studies lecturer Tobias Guzura of the Zimbabwe Open University, speaking as an independent analyst, says Zimbabwe might have a reason to buck the trend.
As a nation, we seem to be behind the current prevention and the trends globally, in the sense that you find that most countries in the world have actually totally removed the death penalty from their statutes. The decision to actually scrap the death penalty globally arises from the position, from the fact that people are saying that their life should actually be taken away. That means the right to human life is a sacred right, which is not the actually jeopardized. But at the same time, I think that the decision by the COPAC might have been based on the fact that as a nation, we seem to be still having a large number of crimes that would actually attract the death penalty in most instances. So it might be against that background that you can see that they might actually retain the death penalty as a way of deterring people from actually committing such crimes.
Many people who support the death penalty often see it as a deterrent to grave crimes like murder, but experts say there's no evidence to support this view. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shawa.